Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People have their own vocabulary in all kind of professions, don't they? Medical profession has its own vocabulary. The law profession. And the list goes on and on. I mean, everything from skiers to balloonists to, I don't care what it is. People that really get into that, they develop their own vocabulary and they'll use words that unless you are one of them, you don't know what they're talking about. And a lot of times people will purposely use this vocabulary around people who are none, whatever they are. And it's a prideful thing. Well, Christians have a vocabulary. And you got to remember that a lot of people who are not born again, they don't know what you're talking about. Redeemed. Sanctified. Holy Ghost. Like we're down in Miami with a bunch of ministers going to a restaurant one time. And I mean, there's like 70 or 80 of us got off the bus and went in this restaurant. And it was a nice place. One lady caught one of these guys that were going by. They kept seeing people stream in. And she pulled on him. She said, what's all this? What's this going on? He said, well, we're having what are we calling it? Holy Ghost meeting. Yeah, he said, well, we're having a Holy Ghost meeting. She said, a what? He said, a Holy Ghost meeting. She said, do you have to wear a costume to that? See, just don't know what they're talking about. So let me encourage you, be aware of who you're talking to. And don't use a bunch of jargon and phrases and words that only have meaning in your prayer group. Are you with me now? Elsewise, it can be a prideful thing. And sometimes it can just be ignorance. You're so used to talking that way that you just use it. But look at them. Use words they understand. Amen. So sometimes people, Holy Ghost, they may not know. Holy Spirit, they might know better. And they might not know that too either. So you just have to find out where they're at. Talk to them on their level. Yeah. Now notice here, he said, the communion, that word's also translated fellowship, of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now, did we read verse 16 in Romans yet? That the Spirit of God, I'm talking about today. Good. Yeah, we did. What did it say? Since y'all know it so well. Huh? Ah, you're cheating. You're looking back. What? The Spirit Himself bears witness. So we talked about this last Sunday. We camped on this for a while on the witness part. Bears witness with what part of our being? Our spirit, that we are the children of God. How many of you believe that you're a child of God? Why? You know, in talking to people about their salvation, understand this, don't complicate it. The bottom line is, do they believe they're going to heaven or hell? Do they believe they're going to heaven or hell when they die? If they say, well, I don't know whether there is a heaven or hell, then they're lost. Did you hear me? Someone says, why do you say it so blankly like that? It's a fact. Well, I don't know if there is a God or not. They are lost. Did you hear me? If they say, I believe I'm going to heaven, the next question is why? Why do you believe you're going to heaven? Well, I've been a pretty good person. They're lost. Did you hear me? Well, I was born in a Christian home and I've joined the church. you still be lost. Did you hear me? I've been baptized in water. I was sprinkled as an infant. You can still be lost. Did you hear me? Are you with me now? Somebody says, I believe I'm going to heaven. Why do you believe you're going to heaven? There's only one acceptable answer. Amen. You could say it numerous different ways, but there's only one acceptable response. I believe I'm saved and will be saved because of what Jesus has done Amen. For me. He paid the price. Amen. Amen. I am going to heaven. Why? Because He bought and paid for me and because I've received it. Amen. Are you with me? If any kind of works are involved, then no, you can be lost like that. And if you're not clear on that, that's all right. You're in a good place to get it sorted out this morning. Amen. 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 For this is over with. You can know and be clear. You can, if you'll just listen and cooperate, every person in this building can leave this place today knowing they are saved. Amen. Amen. Knowing if you died today, you'd go to heaven, go to be with Jesus. Amen. But it's not based on anything you and I did. It's based on what He has already done. Amen. Jesus bought it, paid for it. Yes. Amen? Amen. But let's continue talking about being Spirit-led. Now, tell me one more time, Romans 8:16, what does it say? For the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. And let's just stop right there. Back up, you're there in 2 Corinthians 13 still? Back up to the first verse of this chapter. It's interesting how all this goes together. 2 Corinthians 13:1. He said, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three, what? Witnesses, let every word be established. Now you'll find this phrase in different portions of Scripture, Old Testament and New, some, I don't know, at least half a dozen times. This same phrase, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And that's the way it ought to be. Don't try to build a Bible doctrine on half of a verse. Did you hear me? Or just on a piece of somebody's prophecy. If it's something for you to stand on and build your life on and believe with all your heart and live by, if it's really a Bible truth, you'll find it in more than one place in the Bible. Amen. Different aspects, and it will be confirmed. The Bible talks about rightly dividing the word of truth. How do you rightly divide the Scriptures? How do you rightly divide a verse with other verses? Right? So everything you believe, examine where's that at in the Bible. Everything. Because a lot of people are building their life on traditions of men. They heard somebody say it. Their church preached it to them and they just swallowed it and never checked it out. I don't care if it's me or any preacher, any church, I don't care who it is. Check everything out by the book. And if you can't find it in here, don't accept it. Don't care who said it. If it's really Bible, if it's really truth, if it's really of God, you'll find it in more than one place. In here and in the mouth of at least two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Well, now, this applies to our being Spirit-led. We're not to make our decisions based on one witness. Are you with me? Now, let's go back to Romans again. Romans 8:16. I know you've said it two or three times, but it's not hurting you at all to keep quoting it. In Romans, the 8th chapter and the 16th verse, he said, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. Now, we told you last week that that word that's translated witness literally means co-witness. 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 What does co-witness mean? Can you have a co with just one? No. If there's a co-witness, there's got to be another witness. Right? Co-witness. In fact, did you understand that Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is called another comforter? Right? Well, it's got to be the first one. Well, the first one was Jesus. But He's called co-witness another witness. Go with me to the book of Acts, please, and the 5th chapter. Let me just take you to a few scriptures and establish this. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, right? Yes. Let every word be established. We gave you the example. I had, Brother Dave Vaughn stand up here and talked about him having something in his heart and then me coming up beside him and saying, yeah, I've got the same thing. Well, then there's 2 of us that have, we said we got the same witness about this thing. Or just witness is somebody who saw something or heard something or knows something. Let's say it was an accident at the intersection. Somebody was looking out at some show and wasn't paying attention to what they were doing and ran into the back of somebody else's car. You ever heard of anything like that happening? You need to look all directions up here while you're driving. Because we got a lot of folks sightseeing, and that's all right. That's what this is about. But you want to keep your eyes open. Don't do anything too suddenly either. Just give people time. But let's say that Brother Dave and I were happened to be at the intersection, and somebody come and run into the back of you. And the police are asking, well, what about this? And Dave said, yeah, I saw it. And if I stepped up and said, yeah, I saw it too. Me coming and adding to him is a co-witness, right? And I'm just saying that because that's what the Holy Spirit does in us. He bears witness with what? Our spirit has a witness. But there's somebody in you besides you. Is that right? If you've been born again, there's a spirit inside your body besides your spirit, the Holy Spirit. And me and the Holy Spirit are a full house. There's no more room in the inn. I mean, what I mean by that, for any other spirit. That's right. You hear the language full of the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. Being full of the Spirit is not automatic. There is an experience beyond the new birth called being baptized in the Holy Ghost. You can, with the same Spirit you're born of, you can be filled to overflowing. And not only have the Spirit within you, but have the Spirit upon you. Power to be a witness includes speaking with other tongues. It is for everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1109. That's R1109. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.